Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Patrick Kavanagh. P-A-T-R-I-C-K Patrick and K-A-V-A-N-A-G-H Kavanagh. The dates of Patrick Kavanagh are from 1904 to 1967. Now he was an Irish poet as well as a novelist, but mostly he is famous as a poet. And let me tell you one more thing, that many critics and Irish literary figures called him the nation's best poet since William Butler Yeats. And we all know that W.B. Yeats was an Irish poet. Now primarily he is famous for three works. One is the long poem called The Great Hunger. This is a long poem. After that he has also written another poem called On Raglan Road. On Raglan, R-A-G-L-A-N, Raglan Road. Even this poem is quite famous. Though he has written many more poems also, but ye jo do hain, ye kaafi famous hain. Along with this, he has also written a novel which became very famous, and the title is Terry Flynn. T-A-R-R-Y, Terry, and F-L-Y-N-N, Terry Flynn. This novel was published in 1948. And you should know one more fact, that this novel was dramatized and presented at the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. Now, in the field of English literature, especially Irish literature, Abbey Theatre is very famous. Now, with respect to his most famous poem, The Great Hunger, this was published in 1942. Aur ye kis cheez ke bare mein hai? Now, this is an epic about an Irish farm boy, and this poem also has satirical passages that recall D.H. Lawrence. And let me also tell you that Patrick Kavanagh was a self-educated person, and also worked on a farm in his home country. Matlab, farming bhi inhone ki hai. That is why Irish farm life is also depicted in this poem, The Great Hunger. And also keep in mind that Patrick Kavanagh achieved a reputation in Ireland and also abroad, not only for his stark anti-pastoral poetry, but also for his criticism of his contemporaries and also of the church. So these are the traits that distinguish his poems from the poetry of other poets. It is anti-pastoral and has criticism of his contemporaries also. And a good example is his long poem, The Great Hunger. In this, there are plenty of satirical passages that recall, D.H. Lawrence. And as I told you that he himself worked on an Irish farm. Because of this, in his writings you'll find many accounts of Irish life. And there are many references to everyday events and commonplace events. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the names of his two long poems. The most famous is The Great Hunger. The Great Hunger. After that I told you On Raglan Road. On Raglan Road. Aur ek novel jo hai inki, Terry Flynn. Terry Flynn. And let me tell you the names of two more volumes of poetry that he published. Another is called A Soul for Sale. A Soul for Sale. S-O-U-L. Soul. Wo wala soul. A Soul for Sale. This was published in 1947. Aur ek aur hai inka. That is also a collection of poetry. And the title is Come Dance with Kitty Stobling. Come Dance with Kitty Stobling. K-I-T-T-Y Kitty. And then Stobling. S-T-O-B-L-I-N-G. Stobling. Come Dance with Kitty Stobling. Now after this, let me tell you about one more work by Patrick Kavanagh. This is in the nature of a autobiography. It is a work of prose and autobiographical in nature. And the title is The Green Fool. The Green Fool. This was published in 1938. And later on, Kavanagh said that this work was as much a novel as a autobiography. So you can imagine that everything written in this may not be autobiographical. It may have some fictional elements. But this work was pretty famous. Through this work, he got international recognition also. So remember the name of this book, The Green Fool. Aur is book mein wo karte kya hai? He just recounts his rural childhood, Patrick Kavanagh, as well as his struggles as a budding writer. And while doing so, he provides a wide-ranging portrait of Irish society. So this is the level of his attachment with Ireland and Irish society, that even in a novel, autobiography, poem, everywhere he does mention about Irish life and society.